section of Perik Aleph of Talmud Torah, having finished the 13 middos. So now take a look at the very last paragraph, which I think carries a tremendous message. It's a siyum of the whole sefer, and you come out with a chasima of exactly what we've been doing the last few weeks of looking at this sefer, remarkable sefer. The middos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should reflect on us, and we pick up those middos, and those middos have an enormous impact in the world itself. Look how he ends it. Ad kan higiyu shloshes ha'midos. Until now, we've gone through the 13 middos. Shebahen yihyeh ha'odam doime el koina. Incredible thought, but the man is similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll see in a minute what that means. Shein midos shel rachamim elyonos. They are enormous midos of rachamim, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows on the world, and we are supposed to emulate those. Uskulason kamoshi yihyeh odam misnahi glamata. Just like a person acts on them lamata, kach yiske leftach lo mida elyona bilmana. If a person acts with these midas, he's similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts like a Hashem Tzilucha. He acts in the same way that we act towards him. Just want to make a point to you that he says in the note here in the Halachta Derocha that, you know, the famous Gemara which says that, have a look at the bottom of Tzadik Gimel. He says here, "Shamati b'shem ha'goyim." The Gemara says, "Kolz man sheYisrael choytin." When Klal Yisrael in trouble, Yalsu ifnanai kaseid azeh. They should say the 13 midas. The bottom of Tzadik Gimel. Ani moichal lahem. The Hadava kosher shahare onu roin kama pamim onu maskiyum yud gimelus. How many times do we say the yud gimel midas? Ve'inam ne'anim, and we're not answered. So what does it mean? Look what it says. Elo oimim ha'goyim. Ki kavonas Yalsu ifnanai kaseid azeh. Not just saying it, but acted. It doesn't just mean you put on a talis and you stand there and you call out Hashem, Hashem, Rachel, Machanon. You have to act with these midas of Rachel, Machanon. It's not enough just to say it. People are often mistaken. If you say Yud Gimel Midas, yes, of course it's very powerful, but you have to act them out as well. Shukel Rachel, Machanon, Atahainu Mashiach, Rachel, Afatoti, Rachel. The Chain Lachol Yud Gimel Midas, Ayin Shom, Ayin Ahalon Peyot, basically goes through this. As you have to do the midas, and that's what the Talmud Torah is saying here. To say them is one thing, which is also about it. It's a great mila to be able to say the Yud Gimel Midas. But if a person can try and internalize them and put them into panimius, into action, then they're really very powerful. Milamala. Mamash kafi masha yisnahi kach yashpia milamala. And this really, my boy, is really what the whole sefer is about. As a person acts here in Olam Hazeh, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu reflects that behavior above. The goyrim she'oisai mida ta'ir lo'olam. And that mida comes out into the world. When man acts with these midas, so it's reflected back. If you remember, that was the Loshen of Moshe Rabbeinu when he asked, "Who is Hashem? What is your name?" He says, "Ekiya she'ekiya, I will be what I will be." Says the Ramban, "I will be what you make of me. As you are, so I act." And that's the mida of mida keneged mida, which is the famous mida which comes out, which Lamaisa, which turned Yisrael into who he was, because he was at the plan of Hovan Yitzchak Maloi, and he knew about the plan to throw every boy into the sea, and therefore he realized once they drowned in the Yamsuf, that turned him around. But that Raboisai is the enormous koyach which the way the world runs, mida keneged mida. The goyim she'oisai mida toila olam, and that mida acts in the world itself. Ulakach a person should not downgrade and shouldn't make little of these 13 middos. And these words should never leave your mouth. Having finished the sefer, a person must come out with a conclusion that when he does act in this way, he should say out the following sentence. When a person is faced in a position where someone is behaves not right to him, but he acts with rachamim to the person, or a person has a grudge against him, and you don't act with a grudge back. In other words, you act in the middle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with rachum and chanun. When a person acts like that, he should say the following words. When a person is called upon in Shomayim to act in a certain way, this is what he should say. If I now act in this way to this person, and I act now with this midah towards him, I don't want to lose from this conduct. I want to keep this midah in my personality that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. Shelo tis'alek hamidah ha'hi min ha'olam. Isn't that incredible what he says here? That this midah shouldn't be lost in the world. In other words, if a person acts with rachamim, so you promote that midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. It's an incredible koyach here. We have promoted it by acting in this way. If a person says, I want to have this midah in the world, and it won't be hidden in the world, by the actions of man, so the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mikael Kamoichel, Rachel Machanon, Titan Emes, Liakov, Chesed, Labom, all these midas come out when a person says that. So it's interesting, he says you should say it. Say this sentence, I'm acting in this way for this midah, so that this midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be in the world. Can you imagine what Nachas Ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for such a person? Incredible Nachas Ruach. That I created a world and they act like me. And that, Rabbi Yisrael, of course, is the famous Loshen in the creation of man, which was really the whole basis of the beginning of Nefesh HaChaim. Nefesh HaChaim discusses it right at the very beginning. Let me just read it out to you. The whole of the first Shah Aleph is on this. It's written in the Torah, Vayivor Elohim es Adam betzalma, betzalem Elohim bora oisoy, ki betzalem Elohim osos Adam. A man is made in the tzalem Elohim. What does it mean? And the Chaim Balashan goes into great detail. What does it mean, the tzalem Elohim? The tzalem is not Nasa Adam betzalmenu kidmoseinu. He should act in the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by acting in that way, a person is a microcosm of the whole universe. That's what they say, that a man is called an Olam HaKotan. Olam HaKotan means, in his conduct, he manifests the whole of the world. He is an example of the world itself. By his acting in a certain way, he has created in the world that midah. That's the greatness of man. Adam is greater than that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a bayre, so he is a bayre. Hashem is a yotzeh, so you become a yotzeh. All these qualities a person has, that's the Nasa Adam Kidm Betzel. Betzel Kael, Betzel is like a shadow. Betzelem, Tzel is like a Tzalmenu, is a mirror image, a shadow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what comes out in the actions of man. And that's the koyach that we have, which is an incredible koyach. Now, Rabbi, so take a look at the Hakdama of the Talmud of Ohr. Have a look at the beginning of the Talmud of Ohr, and you'll see what I mean here. So this is really what the Sefer is all about. He ends it like this, but we really have to go back to the beginning again. Take a look at the beginning of the Sefer again. The very first beginning of Perek Rishon. Ha'odom roishi yistame lekoinom. A person, it's right, if he's going to be a Tzelem, to act in this way. That's the Tzelem coming out. Maybe I'll just finish up something in before we look at this Hakdama. Look at this Perek Dalet in Nefesh HaChaim. I'll read it out to you. We might have said it once before, but it's a very powerful Perek. I remember a brevet, the Chazalei Kuvacha, would learn this out in great depth. Let me read it out to you before we go. The Zos HaSa'odom, this is a law of humanity. Not just Jews, but every single person in the creation. A man is, Kol Yish Yisrael, especially a Jew, Al Yoma Beliba Chas V'Shalom, never say, Mo Ani Umo Koichi, who am I, what's my koich, Lifal B'Maaseh Ashvelim Shum Inyan Bo'Olam, what can I possibly do in the world? Doesn't just mean that he says that Yisrael, because he has even greater effect, but of course the Goy as well has effect in the world. Omnam Yovin V'Yeda, a person should understand and know, the Yikba B'Machshavas Liba, and fix in his mind all the time, in his heart. Shekol Prote Maisov, every single detail of an act, of a dibur and a machshava, kol eis vorega, every single second, lo is avidu chas v'shalom, are never ever lost. Every act, every speech and every thought has an effect. Umorabu Maisov, ma'od godu romu. And how great are the actions and thoughts and speech of a human being. Shekol achas oyla kefirosh, everyone goes up, everything goes up to Shemayim, lifal pulosa, and makes an effect in Shemayim begove moyim ba'olamos v'tzachzos ha'oros, and then comes down and has an effect in this world. And that's why he brings down ba mala mala mimcha. Look, see what's above you. Says Rav Chaim Balozhin, not mala mala. Mala mala is mimcha. You created this hashpora in the world through your actions. It's not just for yourself, but for the whole world itself. You created a certain influence on the world through your actions. Ube'emes ki ho'isha chocha miyovinis. A person who's wise and understanding, he understands this. Liba yochel bekiva, his heart will tremble b'chilul oda, b'suma aliba amaisa b'asher loy tovim chas v'sholem. He'll straighten out things which he might have done wrong. Ad heichon hema magim, how far they reach, ulekalkim la'os b'cheit chas v'sholem. How a person can create the world or destroy the world. And he goes on to about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't Nebuchadnezzar or Titus who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. It was Bnei Adam. Through their actions, they created that hashpah in it. It's a tremendous impact that we have through the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Tzalmeinu Kidmoseinu. Now take a look at the Hagdama, the Sefer here. Look what he says here. Ha'odom royu she'is gam elekoina. It's right that a person should be similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'ozi yeh besoyed hatsuro ha'elyoina. And then he is acting in the form of Elyoina. His greatness of man is that he can act like Hashem. Tzelem udumus. In the image and similar to the image to Hashem. She'ilu yuduma begufoi v'loi bepulas. If he would only be similar to Hashem in guf, if such a thing, not in actions, harehu maksiv hatzura. He's despising his form, if it would only be just a form. I don't understand. You would have a beautiful form, but your actions would be disgusting. The main effect of a person is not what he looks like, but his actions. What help does it look if a person is made in the tzura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning he has a mind, he has thoughts, he can do things, he's constructive, he can do things. The mustabnis evarabu puloso lo yislame, but his actions are not similar to koina. And that's the point of this whole sefer. The fichach roushe islame el pulos hakete, and therefore a person in his behavior and conduct with other people, and really that's where it all comes. Bein adam lachaveiro. The greatness of this sefer is not just bein adam lamokem, but you appreciate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. But you also realize, kevyochol, that I am similar to him in many ways. And by my actions, of the yugim u'midas l'rachmim, roim zois v'soyin ha'psukim, Mikael kamoicha, if you remember Mikael kamoicha, who is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we learned in that midah that it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives koyach to the rosha, to steal. Who gives koyach to the murderer, to kill? It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu has savlonis and lets the Bosha act in a way. Maybe he'll do tshuva. Noitze Ovoin. If you remember, we said Noitze Ovoin meant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives life to the Ovoin, waiting to see if a person will do tshuva. He gives the kiyum for the Ovoin. He's Noitze. He carries the burden and lets it carry on. Over al Pesha, even though a person might rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, still he gives a chance. The She'eris Nachaloso, that means to Klal Yisrael. Lo hechzit lo ad apo, his anger is not continuous. Ki chofetz chesed hu, he desires chesed, olam chesed yivone. Yoshub yirachamen, yichbosh avonetzen, v'sashbim tunus kol chatosam. Titen emes v'yakov, remember we said that meant l'fnim mishur es hadin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts more than just the din. But titen emes v'yakov is he searches for midas Shuasadin, Chesed la Avram, even if the Schus Avos has ended, Shenishbat la Avosenim, we may care them, and even when there's no rights left, there's no Schus Avos. That was what we said last week. Still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ma'ira, because we're descended from Avram Avinu, and there's a bris which HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with the creation. Im kein roi shetim sena bo yudgim umidas elu. And therefore, a person should try as much as he can in his conduct between people, even though someone might hurt you or have a grudge against you, to be able to overcome that. V'achshav nefarish osam yudgim umidas. And that's what the whole sefer is about. What I want to show you now is certain examples of it, which are, I think, beautiful examples of how this comes out, how a person can have an effect.
Really, a person, as I said before, saying that you give omidas, you know, if you're not acting like this, it's possible not. It can't be as toil as it should be. During Elul, a person should be managed working on like his omidas.
Exactly.
It's all the year round, but I'm saying, Professor. That is, this is. You think that Mamish Ma'ira Kodesh Baruch Hu's omidas by doing this. Us acting.
The actions, not just the script. Right. Yes. Is there no koyach in the saying it? There must be some koyach in the saying it.
If you're with the action saying it,
you
have the action behind it.
That's so true, Shimshon. The actions, they have to follow up with actions from the words that you say. You know, we keep on screaming out, Hashem, Hashem, Ker Rachel, Mechanon, but you have to act in that way. It's... I remember just reading recently somewhere that such a desire, and a person can stand every day, Kodesh, 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 Hashem Tzibor Peis, and 2 minutes later he's caught up by a Maisa Tznias or Loshon Hara, and he goes out of shul. 2 minutes later he can change. We said that on Shabbos morning, that the person is like a chameleon. He can be in shul, Kodesh, Kodesh, Amen Yeshmei Rabba, acting like one of the Malachim, and then he changes. That's the Bechir which the person is up to. He has to act it out as well. It's a tremendous challenge for a Jew, El especially. You say out these words, but you have to realize what the koyach is behind them. Very powerful thought. Listen, let me just show you something though in some maisim which show how far it goes. The first one I wanted to show you is from a maisa in the Gemara, which is brought down how far a person's actions go. The Gemara brings down a time when there was a drought. There was no water in Eretz Yisrael. B'yemei Rebbe, the Rebbe Tanchuma, Hayu Tzrichim Yisrael Atanis. They made a tainis continually, Legabe, and they made a tainis because there was no rain. Below Nichas Mitra, and rain never came. All the Dorash, this is Rebbe Tanchuma. Rabbi Tanchuma, all the Dorash Lohoin, Amar Lohoin, and he said to the people, Banai, Hismalu Rachamim, act with Rachamim, Elu al Elu, Vakodish Baruch Hu Mismale Alechem Rachamim. If you act with Rachamim, Hakodish Baruch Hu will have Rachamim. Rabbi Tanchuma said that to them. Achei Machalkin Stokalaniim, they gave out money to each other. Whoa, Odom Echod, they saw one person, Noisin Mozdik Rush also, he was giving money to his divorced wife. And they said, well, how can that be? How can he give money? How can a man give money to his divorced wife? Also in the Gabe, and they came in front of Rabbi Tanchuma, we're doing tzedakah, this person's giving money to a divorced wife? Since when does he have a connection? A man isn't supposed to connect with his divorced wife. What's he giving her money for? What did you say? He still has a relationship with his wife, his ex-wife. Sholach Basuehan, he sent for his wife to come, but Aisin and Lagoy Tibu, and he brought them in front of Rabbi Tanchuma. Omaloi Mahi Lachzu, what do they say about you? Omaloi Grushosihi, she's my divorced wife. Omaloi Mipnei Man Osatalokes Mois, why did you give her money? What are you paying her money for? Omaloi Rebbe, Raisi Oisa Betzora, I saw that this my ex wife is living in great poverty. Vismalesi Aleha Rachmim, and I had great Rachmim for her. Rabbi Tanchuma lifted his hands up to Shemayim and said, he's not mechuyav to pay the man, woman any money. And he saw in difficulty, and he's rachim on this woman, even though he's not mechuyav to do that. And he called out and said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, if this man has rachamim on his ex-wife when he's not mechuyav to give her anything, and he does, he looks after her, even though she's poor, miyad yoldu b'shamim v'nisrafa ha'olam, and the drought ended and the rain came. In other words, you're mashana the teva. Even though our Pia Teva, there was supposed to be a drought, but it all changed because of the actions of a person acting with Rachamim. And that Tanchuma said, look how much care he has, even though he's not Mukhiyu to give her anything, but he gives her money as a Rachamim. So you act in Rachamim. So we act in Rachamim, Hashem acts in Rachamim back. Of course, the main example of this, I suppose, is the Beis Halevi in Parshas Noach, where the Beis Halevi says, what does it mean? Ki hishchis kol bosos darkel ha'oretz. Who did the chatoim and the dor hamabul? The chatoim were done by the people, not by the animals. So why did kol bosel? So the Beis Halevi has this famous yesod that the effects of man were brought out on the animals. The animals act in a certain way, like a cow lived with a horse and a hen with a turkey and different minim. Why did they do that? Because people acted in that way. And that was hashpah of law which came out on the world. I think the Beis Halevi even goes so far as to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu plowed up the ground as well. Even the ground was affected by it. He brings out also that when a person, Achamei V'Esrim Shana, the walls of a person's house also are made on a person. They're affected by what happens to them. That's why you find people, they say, in certain districts that you can go in the world, different areas, where there's great preetzus, you feel the preetzus because of the area. It's in the air. You're affected by the air, by different places where you are. what's the famous story about Belchanan? No, he was taken in New York in Times Square, I think, or something, and he screamed out and said, "Take me away from here! I feel the priestess in this area." So there's an effect in the area, in the air. Remember, a friend of mine, Rabbi Chanan Fishman, once said to me, Mashgiach in Toras Moshe, he said to me, I think it's in the Maharal, that how come Jews who come from Sweden look Swedish, or Jews from Spain look Spanish? How come? How come they look like the country they come from, even though they are really come from Poland or Galicia or Hungary? How come they change? So the Maharal says it comes up from the ground. Where you are affected by the ground. You begin to look like that. An American Jew looks American, an English Jew looks English. Why? Because you come from that place. So culture came, when a person is affected by it, he can affect the land as well. That's what I want to say. From Parashas Noach, you see that the person can, his actions can create that sort of conduct on him. When you act a certain way, you create a certain way. You imbibe, and also you give out as well the same way. He brings down here also another mice, which I wanted to show you, which is a beautiful account from the Bisol Saland. Take a look at this, Rabbi Yisrael, at the back here. In the end of Perik Aleph, he brings down from O Yisrael, page Tzadik Hei. He brings down from Rabbi Yisrael the famous machlekes of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elezer when there was a drought. You have it, Shimshon, there? Tzadik Hei, in the Sefer. Yes, in this one here. He says like this, Shuv Maisa b'Rabbi Elezer sheyoad lifnei hateva. There was no rain, and Rabbi Elezer went down to Dan Ravi Omer, and he did 20 esu ba'arba v'loinen. He was never answered. Yoad Rabbi Akiva achor. Rabbi Akiva came down. V'Omer Avinu Malkeinu Elon Melech Elota Yodu Gushom Yemin. The rain came out. Everybody turned around and said, Yotzei Sobasko v'Omer Lo Mipnei Shezeh Gadol Mizeh. Not that Rabbi Akiva is greater than Rabbi Elezer. Shezeh Ma'abe Amidoisav. Shezeh Elon Ma'abe Amidoisav. Rabbi Akiva, who was a Talmud of Hillel, was Ma'abe Amidoisav. And Shammai, Rabbi Elezer, was a Talmud of Shammai, had a shita being more makpid. And because the middah of Hillel was Mavi Amidoisov, so he aroused Rachamin. Therefore it became greater than Rabbi Elezer. Ubir, he says, Kama Maisis Shalavon Avanasan Shah Hillel. We see the Rachamim of Hillel. V'olam choshrim ki malasa shal Hillel ha'yosa gedolah. You might think that the greatness of Hillel was because his midas were greater than Shammai. No. Shammai was Eilu v'Eilu Dibre Elokim Chaim. Shammai was also correct. His kapdonus was a shitter in Torah. Hillel was a shitter in Rachamim. So why? Because Hillel acted with Rachamim, HaKadosh Baruch acted with Rachamim. And now we paskin like Hillel. If we paskin like Hillel, Rabbi Yisrael Salant brings down. Once you paskin like Hillel, therefore the world runs on that basis. It doesn't run on the world of Kapdonis. And therefore a person should act with Rachamim and shouldn't act with Kapdonis, because we paskin, and he brings down here. Not that one was greater than the other. If Hillel would have thought that Kapdonis would have been the way to be makpid with people, then he would have been right. But he would have his shitter. But the mice will be passed him like Hillel, person should be Rachamim. And because of Rachamim, therefore it rained. And we see from this the enormous power of acting a certain way of HaKadosh Baruch. HaKadosh Baruch acts in that way as well. And that's the middah which the Talmud is bringing out. All these middahs affect an influence on the world and the surroundings that we live in, and the society that we live in. I don't know if you ever heard of the Maisa. There's a famous Maisa of a couple, Noaleno, who could never have children. And they were, for years, I think 17 years, they never had any children. And they kept on going backwards and forwards to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. And they kept on saying, and every time that bracha never worked, eventually Rav Chaim turned around and said to them, listen, you have to try and find somebody who's been embarrassed to give you a bracha. Someone who was ashamed. So he thought, well, how am I going to find somebody? He then, I think a few days later, went to a chasna. And at the chasna, someone came in and went over to the father of the chosn and let him have it. How are you? You don't deserve such a shidduch, and you're a person, a zalzel, everybody else. And he embarrassed him in public. And the man who was sitting at the table heard what this person had said and went over to the man and said, please be quiet, don't answer him. Because there's a skula, if you could give me a bracha, a person like you who had been embarrassed in public, the koach of your bracha is enormous. And he realized that the person was sincere, and he gave him a bracha, and then the next year he had a child. incredible koyach in nature. They couldn't have children, but the koyach of rachamim worked there, had an effect on them. That was a great, the hashpo'ah of rachamim created. In other words, the person is embarrassed but never answered back, and that's what we're learning. Mikael kamaych over our pesha. If the person acts in the midst of a kodesh baruch hu, then teva changes, and you change the laws of nature for that koyach. Enormous koyach by that. The hashpo'ah, and that's what the Sefer really is teaching us. I don't want to end just on this note, but the Meister, Rabbi Victor Miller, writes that I never saw anybody write like this, but Rabbi Victor Miller, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, wrote that this is one of the reasons why the Shoah came about. Why was the cruelty so bad? Because of the assimilation. They left the Torah in Germany, and he writes in great detail of this in the Sefer, that it came about because Klal Yisrael in Europe had left the Torah, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu acted in a certain way. Why did Hitler come to Poland and then to Russia? Because in those places the Jewish people had forsaken the Torah. Even some of those who still kept Shabbos despised the Torah, and instead they looked up to the atheists. The Bundists and the radical Zionists got all the Jewish votes in Poland. They were the ones who controlled the newspapers because the people were behind them. Even among the masses who still kept Kashrus and Shabbos, many were rotten inwardly, through and through. There were yeshivas, but there were a tiny minority. Chofetz Chaim, Rebbe Chanan, and other Torah leaders cried out, "Look at Hitler, repent," but no one heard them. Rebbe Chanan testifies, "The majority of Jewish children are being raised as atheists in the Talmud schools. Hitler did not destroy them, they destroyed themselves." In other words, he goes into great detail, and he brings different cities, Lodz, Lodz, and Slutsk, how they lost all their Yiddishkeit. They were assimilated. And he said that was the reason why Lo Aleinu, the Tzolz, came out. That was the reason why the Tzolz came out here in Germany. He, and no one else has said such a thing like this before. But yeah, this is what Rabbi Victor Miller says. Because they were such maskilim, and they left Torah and Mitzvah so much, then the suffering came out there. And the maskilim shook up the whole of the Torah, and there was no Kiyum HaTorah. So the Hashpo was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. If you leave me, then I'll show you Gehinnom. I think Rabbi Yerucham had said, if you don't believe in Gehinnom, I'll bring you Gehinnom. That's what Rabbi Yerucham had said. And that's what came out from Europe. I would never be able to say this thing, but Rabbi Victor Miller says it quite clearly. Because they left Torah in Europe, and therefore the Shoah came about because of that. That's what he says. And because the Hashpo of people creates an influence in society. But I don't want to finish with that. I want to finish with the last section here, which he brings down here in page Tzadik Ches. Look at the last thing that he says here. Hinei lamadnu b'divrei Rabbeinu davar chadosh. We learn from this sefer, right at the end, Kufnun, the footnote Kufnun. The b'shor she'adam noeg u'mishtamish b'mida mida shel HaKadosh. At the time when a person acts in the midst of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yesh lo lamad u'lahazkir b'fiv she'ein azazim, he should mention in his mouth and verbally say, I want to keep this midah in the world. I don't want this midah to be lost in the world. And the fact that the Talmud Devorah says, say it, the fact that you say it creates in itself a hashpoah. It's a little bit maybe like on Shabbos Kodesh. When you mekabel Shabbos, you have to say, Hareini mekabel isul malacha u'kedusha Shabbos Kodesh. You should be mekabel Shabbos. And the words that you say are poel. It's important to say that. I think the Mishnah Berurah brings down there. In Kabbalah, you should say that you're mekabel Shabbos. Similarly here, when a person says this midah, you're mekabel it. And by saying it, it brings it out. Ve'ein itzma divar Rabbeinu. De'im kein hunoi ba'hanhoga zu shelo lishma. Aye. So you're acting shelo lishma. L'maisa, you're doing it so that the midah should be there. K'deshelo tisladek hamid. You're asking the midah should be not lost. Hashem wants it that way. Hashem wants the skaimu ha'olam in these midas. The imkain zuhi machshava lishma mamash kinyan shabiyam chaim b'loshen writes shem oisa mitzvah bekavona dekabel schar mipnei shezehu ikar b'tzoyin Hashem. He wants to give schar in this world, and he wants to give schar for people who act in these midas. And once you act in these midas, then the midas come out. It's a tremendous power that the man, and that's the talmenu kitmoseinu. That's the power that the human being has. He can act like HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Boreh, and therefore the world becomes like that. And by saying it, you're creating that hashpoah in the world itself. Shows you how powerful is the power of speech as well. By saying it out, the midah comes out in the world again, and you are the savior. That's the power of Odom. We can say midah tov is meruva mimidah ra. If by the mabul it came out and the actions were so bad, And we saw what happened. It brought about the mavel. So kol shekein by a midah tova, which is even greater. If a person says he wants to, then the midah tova is even more that the midah comes out in the world. How much rachamim Hashem will have with Klal Yisrael if we say these words? If midah ro, it comes out that way. Midah tova is meruba midah ro. So therefore, the power of the of these midahs comes out even stronger, and we have that power to influence the world and society. What's the famous story about the Chofetz Chaim? I said the Chofetz Chaim had said that when he started working, he wanted to perfect the whole world, and he saw nothing would work. So he decided, all right, I'll look after my city and Radin. He said, I'm not being mashpia on them. He said, at least I'll be mashpia on my family. It didn't work. Then he sat down and started writing his own sefer, and because of that, he was mashpia on his family, mashpia on the city, mashpia on the whole world by all his sefer. That's what evidently the Chofetz Chaim said. He wanted to change, perfect the world, but he saw it only if he starts on himself. Once you start on yourself, then the hashpoa comes out. Koisi uvoya, you're overflowing, and it mashpia on other people. That's the koyach of these midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, Shvecha Baisa. There ends.